This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Republican leaders have delayed a vote on the health care bill they were hoping to pass today on the 7th anniversary of the passage of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Among the elements of the bill up for debate is an end to mandatory coverage of several health care categories, including mental health care and addiction services, also pediatric and emergency care. In all, there are 10 areas that insurers are required to cover under Obamacare. Among the most vocal members of Congress pushing for continued mandatory coverage of mental health and addiction services is Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy. He says he wishes all his colleagues in Congress would make this area paramount.
I have no idea why it's not a priority, and it should be. Look, we spent much of last year in Congress talking about how important it was for the federal government to respond to an opioid crisis. This was something that President Trump spoke about repeatedly on his visits to New Hampshire. This is something that my Republican colleagues had championed over the course of the summer and then into the fall when we were actually finding $1 billion to flush out some of the reforms that President Obama had wanted. And then as we passed those into law, we are now, only weeks later, turning around and gutting the very heart of how so many families across the country, millions of them, get access to addiction services, behavioral health care. Now, Medicaid is the largest payer of mental health services across the country. So the idea that this is, you know, something that is limited to a select group of people and that it won't have a major impact on American families is just not true.
One of the arguments on the other side for not making this kind of health care coverage mandatory in all plans is that it would drive up premiums for everybody. What's your response?
If you have an insurance plan that doesn't offer any sort of protection for the care that you need, then yes, premiums will go down because there's no guarantee that you actually get any sort of care with it.
You're saying you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. And so, yeah, you can buy something that says, here's health insurance, but and your deductible might be lower, but if you ever try to use it, you take out these essential health benefits, you lose the federal guarantee that prescription drugs would be covered by insurance. Laboratory services would be covered by insurance, that preventive and wellness services, that emergency services are covered by insurance. Think of that.
Congressman, I know that you feel obviously very strongly about this for lots of reasons. When you run into some of those who take the other point of view on the issue, especially of mental health coverage, what's your conversation like? Is it a discussion?
Particularly when it comes to the mental health side, you will have a number of my Republican colleagues that are sympathetic but are not willing to budge and just say, you know, that should be up for somebody else to pay for, or the states can do it if they want to, which I think portrays a fundamental, in my view, misunderstanding of how insurance works. You can limit the population that pays for these services and say, look, those addiction services are up to folks that if you want to buy additional insurance policies for it. There's not very many people that think that they are prescient enough to buy addiction services because you think you might get addicted to OxyContin, or that you end up buying an additional service because you think you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow. Insurance is there so that when you need it, it will serve you. At its most basic, you boil this down, and healthcare is about the commitment we make to each other in your time of need. I will also guarantee you that at some point, I'm going to need those same protections as well. And I am happy to invest in them for you because I would hope that you would be happy to invest in them for me because we are both going to need it at some point.
But I think many people still, and maybe we've made progress against this, there are still many people who see mental health care as being detached from overall health care.
There are people that feel that way, maybe, but if you think of what that actually means, it means that if you walked into a hospital and were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and a doctor said, well, we'd love to care for you, but we don't take your insurance. Or we can care for you, but it's 3 months until you actually can get an appointment. That's how we treat folks suffering with chronic mental illness. That's how we treat people suffering from addiction when they can't get access to the services that they need or when it's too expensive. That's not the way healthcare is supposed to work. And if somebody doesn't have insurance, those costs get passed on to the rest of us anyway, either through higher premiums for your health insurance or through taxpayer dollars, which is what happened before the Affordable Care Act went into place.
Congressman Joe Kennedy, thank you.
Thanks very much.